Okay, so we're holding on Rashi and Chaval from the days at the bottom. The Kurir al Echod Shuposel. So there was they started to do a Kiyam Shtoris, and one of the three Dionim, there was an issue that he's not a Kasher Dayan. So Achal Chosmo Hashnei Dionim al Ashrata. If the other two Dionim have not signed on the Ashrata yet, Meidim al Zeshu Kasher, they can testify that this person, the third Dayan, is a Kasher Dayan. Mishachosmu, however, once they've already signed, they can't be made. So Havlu Nogim Beedus, there's an element of Nekiah that they have over here, which is Shaganai Lehem Shiyoshu Mepossel Bedin. It would reflect negatively upon them that they were part of a Bezdin of Psulim, so therefore they are considered Negeya and they can't testify. The more wants to clarify what type of ear are we talking about? If it's ear of Gazanusa, so even if they would testify, I mean two Adim said that he's Possel. So how do you know? It says there was Kari Ear. So where do you see that that's referring to two Adim? Shreva Chaininos, like Kiamri Lagozul, Havalu Treo Shrey. Well, Miskashi Bahochi, so that will not make them kosher. The Kamalon, the Kamon, the Pirkin, in Ear of Pachas Mishnayim. That for Ear to have a halachic status, that we have to deal with it, requires two Adim to walk in and say that there's a problem. So if there's two Adim said there's a problem, and two Adim are saying that he's kosher, is this Trey or Trey? If it's Ira to Begamishbacha, Shehi'idu Lob Shehu Evid, they claim that he was not a person who was fit to be a Dayan, for example, he was an Evid. And Evid Pasul Lodin Veledus, Evid has a status like a woman, he can't be a Dayan or be an Eid. So Morris says back, if that's the situation, even after they rechosed him, they could testify. Why? If it's a concept of Eidus, bona fide Eidus, so understand we're stuck with the problem of Megeya Be'edus. If they're just raising information which will cause I mean, they're going to be made about him in another Bezdin, so they'll cause the other Bezdin. They can't be the Eidim and the Yonim. So we'll look into the situation and clarify what the story is. So all that they're doing is just bringing information to our attention. That doesn't have a din of Eidus that you would require, you would have a problem of the Gaia. Okay. So the Mora says that the case was Irav Gazanusa, and the second, the honor of being made, Dobit Shuva, Beheshavis Exalem. He's on Shuva, returning the item. Fine. So I'm not sure where we started discussing, if I recall correctly, we started discussing this, I guess, last week, Friday. What do you require for tshuva? So we differentiate in the halacha in case a person was meisha bal pi dayanim, a person was meisha me'atzmai. So that indicates that he wants to do tshuva. A person was meisha bal pi dayanim doesn't prove anything. Then we would have to, you know, have some other type of indicator that the person has decided to, renounce his ways. But a person was meisha bal pi atzmai, that would indicate that he's doing tshuva. Okay. Owner Bezeira, back on the Gemara, we're in the Gemara, the Chabezim and Aleph, four lines on the top. I heard this from Rabbi Abba. Number one, Bilab Rabbi Abba Demin Akko, a different Rabbi Abba, whose name was Rabbi Abba from Akko. Shechacht, I would have forgotten this. He reminded me about this halacha that I'd heard from Rabbi Abba. Gilmo Sheyoshu L'Kayim is a star. See, I see people sat down to Mekayim the star, and Umeis Echem Mehem, and then one of them died before the Kiyim was completed. So Shrikha L'Mikhtiv, they write the following. The Moisa Tlosa Havina, we were sitting as a group of three. V'chad L'Soyim, one is no longer with us. So they only have two people signed on it. But so they write in the language of the henpik of the Shrata that we were three. Okay. And that's the fact that somebody, the two Dayanim, will be sufficient under the circumstances, but they have to clarify, they have to write V'chad L'Soyim.
Is that because Kim Staris is the Rabbanan and the Mekel, or is it that, no, you know, it's really sort of a bona fide based in, it was lacking the Siva?
No, it's a bona fide bezin. The percentage is a bona fide bezin. The problem is, and we're really theoretically we could theoretically accept two of the Yonim sign because they're acting as witnesses that there was a bezin. So really, everything is fine. The problem is, it's not. It'll be confusing the people.
Well, there was a basin, but there wasn't a basin that actually said that, you know, there's the shtar is good.
No, the three of them were Mekayim the shtar. All three were there for the kiyum. They heard the Adas. Just they didn't sign it.
Okay, just they heard the
Adas. Right. If the person died before they heard the Adas, so they didn't have a kiyum at all.
You know, I don't know if they were like looking at signatures, and you know, there's a question like, okay, you know, we need to discuss it and decide whether these
right. No, so the case would be that they reach the point of deciding that it's a valid star. Just they did, we didn't get him to sign on the star. Excuse me. Before he died, so really we can accept the two the yonim as aidus that there was a bezdin. The problem is it has to be clear why aren't all three of the yonim signed? So Amar Nachman by Yitzchok because of Bei Shtar Danan Nafik LeKadamana Bei Dina. This star was presented to us as a bezdin. Sulo Tzarech. That's sufficient. We understand that the that they were three. We don't have to clarify, but Moshe Tlos Sahavina. The Moshe says, well, why do you say that? You're saying because Bezin by definition means three, but that's not true because there is an opinion which holds that Bezin is two, or Bezin of two is sufficient. Dilma Bezin Chotzev Hu. It's a bezin which was mechutzavdik to undertake to do the following. Because shmuel, there are shmuel, shnayim shadano dineim din. That if, even though bezin is three, but if two people undertake to decide something and they do so, shmuel holds it's valid. So maybe this bezin, you're saying we were a bezin, two people with signs on the bottom. We don't know for sure there was three people there. So we don't accept shmuel. So, or we'll see in a second whether the exception will or not. El Shanitha Nikra Bezin Chotzev. So, Shnaim Shadon Dinam Din, but they're considered Bezin Chotzev. So, if that's true, we don't know for sure that we had a Bezin of three, which we require three. Because maybe this, the fact they said they're a Bezin, they're going like Shmuel. The Mor says no. The case was the Ksiv Bey, what Racham Yitzchak meant, the Ksiv Bey Dina de Ravna Ashi. We were the Bezin of Rabbeinu Ashi, Rav Ashi. So, So if that was the case, we know that they did it as a city, as being seated as three. Where it says, "Zodimur Rabbanan the Beir of Ashi Kedushimol Sira Lahu." Even if it was the Bezdin of the Rav Rashi, means it was his the younger from his yeshiva. So we know Rav Rashi holds like that, not like Shmuel. We don't know what the Talmidim necessarily had decided to accept Shmuel or not. We were told by Rav Na'ashi to proceed. So that means that we were Bezdin of three.
Okay. So at this point in time, he's in the Kechada Havina, and then to write the whole.
You
just write most of Tosa already. You know what? Just instead of saying we were the bezin of from the yeshiva of Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi told us to do it, that would also be sufficient. Just write your three already. You know, but they're saying if you wrote that, that would be sufficient. So Rav Ashi. So Rabbi Zeira says this point, and he says, but if I hadn't had Rabbi Abba de Menachem to remind me, I would have forgot Shachachto Shachti, I would have forgotten it. So the case was that Bezin said it's three, Umesach Mehen, Achel Echosim, before they signed. Tzichel Mitzvah, the Kiyam Ashtar B'Shloisha, we need three people for Kiyam. Royer Shnaim, Chosuman Bay. You just see two people signed on the kiyum, Yoimer, Shebishnaim, Kimuhu, that they're Makayimet with two. Come to Zonach Abrinsa, who says, because of a Bishor Danan, Nofik Kadamon, the Beidina, Sulitzar. The Mikra Beidina bought some Mithosa. If they said we were a Bezin, Bezin is three. So the Mor says, maybe they're going like Shmuel. They're Bezin Chotzev. So it says, Bidin the Rav Avnashi, Urcha the Milson Nokat. He doesn't mean Dafka that case. But he means, Rav Nachman was giving the example of what would be common by him. Shuhoya Rosh Yeshiva, B'masa Machsio, B'mei Rav Nachman B'Yitzchok. He was Rosh Yeshiva then in that time. The time of Rav Nachman, he was Rosh Yeshiva. The Umar Deshmaita, who's the one who's talking. The Vada Beidin of the Rav Ashi Le'ovdin betrayed. So he wouldn't accept that. Where it says, you go to the Bezin of Rav so and so, doesn't necessarily mean he's sitting in the, it means this is the Bezin under his jurisdiction. And there's three Dayanim, so maybe those three Dayanim held like Shmuel. Said, no, Vamrlana Rav Na'ashi, these are Kukile. We were told by Rav Ashi to address the situation.
Who is the master of the discussion?
Rav Nachman B'Yitzchok. The Kiyum and the Rav Ashi Gufe, he's Kikon. Rav Ashi told them to deal with it. He definitely told three people to do it. Fine. The Yesh Beforshim is like Rashi, there's a pshat which says like this. Vamrlana Rav Na'ashi. So we just do math. There's two people signs, and their names are Harav Beryl ben Shmerel and Harav Yaakov ben Yitzchok, right? And you write in the text, and Rav Ashi told us, so that's three. And Beryl ben Shmerel, Yaakov ben Yitzchok, and Rav Ashi. One of the Rav Ashi, that doesn't make any sense. The Rav Ashi Chad Min Hoin, my Omer Lana the Kisibe. It's not Lashon, but Omer Lana. Right, that it say we were three, one of them being Rav Ashi, just you know simply. So that you know pshat doesn't make sense to Rashi.
Third judge.
Yeah, but the third judge, the point is the third judge had passed the bay, and we're saying the third judge over here would be Rav Ashi. Well, so.
No.
Right. So, so even if he passed away, fine, but what's the lesson about Omer Lana?
The third judge hadn't been Rav Ashi, but the third judge.
According to this pshat.
No, before.
For the Rav Ashi wasn't one of the Yanim at all, correct?
Okay. Zot the Mishnah. Back to Pesha Osir. So we introduced Pesha Osir in regards to the case of the person informing the Yisraelim about the piece of property of the father. The Pesha Osir in regards to Shtoris, Kiyum Shtoris, the Adim saying we signed, but we were Psulim. And now the Mishnah has another example of Pesha Osir. Isha Shomra, Ashes Ish Hagisi. Magrushani. The woman says, we have no prior knowledge that she is married. She walks in and says that she's married. So by doing so, at that moment, she would create a status upon herself that she creates a Shabya Anafsha Chatichadi Surah. That she says she's an Ashes, she's claiming, so she's going to be prohibited to marry any man. But then she says, Grushani, but I was divorced. Nemenis, Shapesh also, who Apesh Hitter, the same mouth which created the knot, which made the problem, is also the one which untied it. So she says she's Ashazish. So a woman, if a person claims a law and says, affirmation X is true, he's bound by that affirmation, if that's going to make a difference in the person's status. If a person, woman says she's an Ashazish, she's not allowed to marry anybody, she's an Ashazish. You need to wait him. To establish the status of Eishazish. It's like the Rosh Hashanah. So really, in regards to the rest of the world, she has no nemonis. But vis-a-vis herself, she has nemonis. She says she's Eishazish, she has to act as an Eishazish. She can't marry anybody else. But she then said, Grushani. So she's mutter. But if, however, there were Eidim that she was married, v'yemeres Grushani, and she's claiming she was divorced, saying in Amenah, she's not believed. Okay. New case. Yeah.
Not that she is, she's married. She was married.
That's what she's saying, correct? Right, but even if she would say that, she would stop after the words Ashes Isha Yisi, and she wouldn't add Grushani, we would have to assume that she's still an Ashes Ish. Okay. Another case, a woman comes and says, "Amr nishbeisi." So, a woman who's been taken captive by goyim. We assume assumption is if that's the situation. The assumption is that she's been taken advantage of by her captors, and which would give her status that she's also to kahuna. A woman comes in and we have no prior knowledge that she's been held captive, and she says, Nishbesi. But the Torah, I was taken captive, but I was not affected by them. They didn't take advantage of me. Taharani. Nemenis. Even though normally, if we know that she's Nishbes, we assume that she's Tameya. But since we only know that she's Nishbes due to her own statement, so she created the status of being problematic by saying Nishbes. But she says, "Already Nemenah Shapesh also a Peshehit." V'im Yesh Edim Shenishbes. But if there is an independent verification that she's been taken captive, V'ir Meres Taharani, she claims that even so, they did not do anything to her. So in a menace. So we don't accept her testimony that she's Tahara, because we assume that the Chazaka tells us that they took advantage of her. The Rav says in those type of situations that the captors are not the nicest people in the world and they're going to take advantage of her. If she has come along and said Nishbesi to Harani, and then Adam come and say that she was Nishbes, Rezalu Seitze, and she married a Kohen, so she doesn't have to get divorced. Now, the Mor is going to say that everything I told you was wrong. Mishanissa doesn't mean that she actually got married, it means she got permission to marry, and Luseitze means that she doesn't leave her status of Heter, and we'll see that in the Gemara, but As reading right now, the Pashtun, the Mishnah is talking about if the deed has been done, So if Eder come and say that she's Tameya, Eder says she's Tameya. But Eder's not saying she's Tameya. They're saying that she, we know that she's Nishbeis. That it's possible that she's Tahara. The assumption is not like that, but the Eidim are not testifying on that point at all. That's the Bezin's assumption. The Bezin's already given, allowed her to get married based on the fact that we have no independent verification. So she stays in her status of being Mutter. So Krashin is basically the Ben Ho of the Chosabim. She's been taken captive amongst Goyim. The Tarni, Shaloy Nivalti, the Ovech Chosabim. I didn't have beer with a Goy. The Menison with Hersh the Goyim. The Mishnah is Baal Adam, the more Mefarish High Court. Said the Gemara, Amar Vasi, Menayin La Pesha Oser Hu Apesha Hitu, Min HaTorah. Do we have a source in the Torah for the count of the Pesha Oser Pesha Hitu? So how do we know it? It's interesting, the more like wait till now to say Menayin. So Morris says, I have a pasuk, Shinemar. It's between the Sat Elisha Zeb. Minotaur, yeah. Shinemar is between the Sat Elisha Zeb. Is the woman, the pasuk says that I gave my, the man, the father says, I gave my daughter to this man, Leisha, as a wife. Now, when he said, lo'ish, lo'ish is Osra. If he would have stopped right there, he would have the mnemonist to be believed that he married her off to a man. Which man? We don't know. So she can't marry anybody at this point in time. So if he says, just says, lo'ish, Osra, he's going to make her Osra in the whole world. And then he says, Hazeh Hitira. Then he says, which man? And he's able to be believed, and now she's mutter to that man. But he would divorce her, she's mutter to other men. Okay. Okay.
I mean, that wasn't in the pasuk, in the context of the pasuk, that wasn't in contention, right? I mean, they weren't questioning whether she was married to the guy, right?
No, that's true. But the Gemara's mashma that the father has them on this, I'm saying in the pasuk the father comes to Bez and says, I married my daughter off to this man, and he's Boala, and some of the daughter. I mean, what do you need the first part of the pasuk for? That wasn't the contention. So indicative of the fact that is something which would have a halachic significance if a father would say that. So the first part of the pasuk is just telling me this, not for the contention, for the contentious part, but just telling me the halachas. He has no modus on that. So, and then Amonis teaches me Peshos and Peshehit. Samora says, this is what Ravasi said. So the Gemara answers back, Lama likra swarihi hu asra hu shari lo. Okay. That's the purpose of the pasuk. We don't need a pasuk for that. It's logical. So you'll notice that you have a Kveger, the note for Kveger is Gilgin Hashas, and he tells you Baba Kamim and Baba Beis Nida Chafeim and Aleph. So he's telling you there's only two other places in Shas where the Mora has this question. Lamali cross Swara. You find the boy same a cry, boy same a Swara. I'll bring you a pasuk, I'll bring you a Swara. But the Mora doesn't say, well, if you have a Swara, what do you need a pasuk for? But the Mora, three places in Shas, the Mora says that the Sora is so compelling that Lama Likra, it's a waste of a pasuk. It's so logical. Sora is the Raisa. Something which is logical to the Chachamim, it has a power within the Raisa. And I don't need a pasuk for that. the boy Samer Krav based on the Sora was saying, listen, I could argue it based on the Sora, I could argue it based on the Pasuk. Means we're not bothered by the fact that the Pasuk is teaching me what the Sora could tell me. Because the Sora is not so compelling that I don't mind having a Pasuk to say it. But these are so compelling. So one of them is the Mutzim Akhala Varaya. The Mora says, how do you know Mutzim Akhala Varaya? The Mora Baba Kama. And the Mora says, brings a Pasuk. The Mora says, Lama Likra, Sora. The person who has a toothache goes. The person has a pain goes to the doctor. The Tamei has the problem. The Nitro doesn't have any problem. He's got the money. So Lamely Cross Soru. And another case over there in Nida, I have to tell you, I've always found a little bit difficult to understand why the Morse Lamely Cross Soru, because I didn't see why it's so compelling without the Pasuk. But this is it. It's one of three places in Shas. The Mora holds it. Pesha says it's such a compelling Smora that I don't need a pasuk for it.
Don't we have this, there's the Torah was Torah and Kasu, the bribe, and that we had a
Kavachomer. Yeah, so that's, you find the places in Shas that the Mora is saying that the Torah writing something which is logical doesn't bother us. But the Mora saying that the Mora holds that these three cases are so compelling that it's not logical that Torah would do that. Now, you remember we had before Machlokes Rashi and Tosis whether the correct understanding of Pesha Osir is a Migu or Pesha Osir is a whole separate concept. So Tosis learns that it's a Migu. So Tosis learns that this Gemara really is really addressing how do you know Migu? It's a super Migu, but it's a Migu. Right? It's the Migu, keep your mouth shut. You know, Migu is based on I could have done A and I did B, and A is much better than B, so why did I choose B? Probably I chose B because it's the truth, because if it's not the truth, if I'm lying, I might as well have done A. There's always a problem with that. Maybe you didn't think of it, but to keep your mouth shut. Maybe the average person can think of. So it's a very compelling migu. But at the end of the day, it's a migu. So the Mora is asking, "How do you know migu?" The Mora's answer: "Everybody's like, no, it's a sword." According to Rashi, we're not discussing migu. There's no place in Shas where we discuss how you know migu. What it is discussing is this new concept called Pesha Osir, which is who Osir, who Shari Law. It's a different type of a concept.
It's a little bit strange the pasuk because it's not Yiboy Shasak. He has it's not in contention this part, so it's just I'm not sure why it's not it's more of like amigo.
If we know that the case of the pasuk, we're dashing from the extra pasuk, so we're not necessarily looking at the case of being that's the defining element of the case. Yeah. Tosis grapples with it. Tosis does suggest over here Imenu Inyan that we're not taking the case from the we're not looking at the case.
Okay.
We'll look at the Tosis in a second. Morris says, okay, so if you're right that the Pasuk is not teaching me Pesha Osir, Pesha Hitter, Al Kitzur Kroa, L'Chid Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Because we do understand the Pasuk is teaching us something. What's it teaching me? Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Din, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Minayin La'av, Shenem and Lesser, Esbita Min HaTorah. It's Dabar Shabbat Erva. Dabar Shabbat Erva needs to wait him. So the father comes and says, "I married my daughter off." He's like, oh, "That's interesting, but you're not Edom, and so tough luck. Who cares what you say?" No. The Torah gave an emunah to the father, regards to say that he married his daughter off. Shemar speaks to the satelisha Zeb. Okay. Okay. The Gemara says, okay. It's because the Satali Ish means the father's namonis, hazel amali. But you don't know why we need this word hazel. If the purpose of the pasuk is to tell me the father's name, to say he married his daughter off, so that I don't need the word hazel. What does that teach me? And we boil it, the Tanur Rabbi Yonah. The Tanur Rabbi Yonah. It's beaten the Sati, Leish Hazer, Hazer, Vilola Yavim. That this halacha of the parsha of Shemra, Amati Shemra, so Reuben marries her, does Erisin. And the Torah says if it comes a time in the Suin, the man takes the woman and claims that there was no Basulim, which means that she had. He brings Adam claiming that she had Bia Mitznus during the Erisin. So Torah gives all parsha of Masi Shemra, so that if the husband's found to be false, he has to pay Meir Kesef and the Adam get killed, and you know, the whole thing. What would be if that happened not with the Reuben was Mekadesh and Isha, and Reuben died before in the Suin, and then the Yavam took her, and the Yavam makes this claim. So does the parsha of Muti Shemra apply that he has to pay kenas of 100 kesef, etc.? So the pasuk says zevul al yavam. There's no din of Muti Shemra that he has to pay 100 kesef by case of if it happens with the yavam. So Rashi nasat liish asra l'chol olam. When he says nasat liish, she now asked it to any man. The Yudina and the man, I don't know which man you're referring to. Chiyomer Hazer, he tirulay. Then he says to this man, he's now permitting the woman to that man. The Mor says, no, the Kiddush is the whole din that he's never in a period. She never in the lesser is bitoy, because she he ketana or nara. She be out of the kacha, ketamina reperk nara, sheni spatsu. So the father has that, since he has the ability to marry her off, he's believed. If he says he married off to so-and-so, she's not wasa to all other men. It's up to him to decide who to give her to. And the pasuk says he's believed to say that. You don't need the word hazer for the pesha osir, pesha hitter. What's it come and tell me? Below the yavam. Im hoiti shemra on the suye achiv. If the yavam is moti shemra on the marriage of his brother, shen yavam nidin kimoti shemra leonish b'meya kasev. He doesn't have a dinner moti shemra to get the punishment once it's found false of paying 100 kasev. V'chemuchal, come on, perik nara. So that's all the tests over here. There's two menayin lepeshos or peshayiter. I mean, the Torah should never speak in the sati. Ma'ashadena alv neman lahatar is bitoy kishosra elamachas migu. Now the more is tests again understands peshos as a migu. Tests has a yisoid. A few places in Shas that amigo mafreya lo aminan, which means amigo is only valid if it's played out at the time of you, when you make your claim. But if you try and use the amigo later on, it's too late, because once you made your claim, you don't have once. When you walk in the bez and the person can say either A or B, and he chooses B, which is the weaker taina. I said, why did you choose B? It's a weaker taina. You could have said A, it's a stronger taina, amigo. But if he walks in the bez and he says something which doesn't have amigo. Later on, he wants to use the migu, but now he's too late because he already chose B. He can't choose A anymore, and he wants to now add more, and we believe with that addition based on a migu. Well, but once you said B, A is no longer an option. So, migu
lefreil or mina. Once you go back to what you said, which was that maybe he didn't remember A.
That's possible, but Migu is compelling in the following way. Let's go back to a regular migul. Person walks into Bezdin, and Bezdin knows that he could say either A or B, and he says B. Now, B is a tanya which is not believed by itself, and A is a tanya which would have won in Bezdin. Right. So Bezdin says, scratches their head and says, why didn't he say A? So we have three possibilities why he didn't say A. One possibility, he didn't think of A. Possibility. Right? The assumptions, usually people think about all of the possibilities of what they could say. Possibility two is that he thought of A. He knows A is a good tanya. He knows B is not a good tanya. And he said B anyway because he's an idiot. Right? Also probably not logical. The third possibility we're left with is we assume people think through the possibilities. They're not idiots. So he said B, not A, probably because it's the truth. Like, because why would he, if it's not the truth, why would he say B? If he's lying to say that he didn't think of the other possibility to lie, or that he thought about it anyway and chose to say the weaker one, knowing that it's the weaker, that's ridiculous. So probabilities are that it's the truth, right? That's how Miga works, right? And now that he said B, right, and he realizes that B doesn't work in Bezdin. But if he adds another Kanach afterwards, B will win. B accepted as is. But we can't believe him on that other Kanach. Well, I have a Migu to believe me. I could have said A an hour ago. Well, you could have said A an hour ago, but you didn't say it out. Now that you said B, you're stuck with B. Well, I want to add some more information, and now I'll be able to win. And believe that information because I had an option of could have said A. You had an option, but you don't have an option. So the migul mafreya is done. Doesn't work. So Tosfos says, if you're going to tell me that the manos amira is migul, that means you're stuck with the migul mafreya. Which means that the father walks to the best and says, I marry my daughter off to a man. I marry my daughter off. And then he doesn't say who. And he comes to him and says, by the way, you know, it was Yankel. I'm sorry, sir, it's too late. Migul mafreya, lor minan. That's what's going to come out, according to this. If the manos is based on migul, is based on pesha osir, so it means I have a problem with Migul Mafreya. Because Tosfos says Peshasa and Migul are synonymous. So, the Tema Dimbo Echad, Romer Kidashti is Biti, Vlachasha, Lamacher, Romer Laponi Kidashti, Lo Yehenemon, Kimin the Hashel like a Migul. Right? You had an option not to say that you marry your daughter off at all. That's the Migul. But now that you said you married her off, and then you realize, oy vey, you know, she can't marry any other man in the world now. You came and said, you know, it's so-and-so. Well, you have no mnemonis on so-and-so, right? The only mnemonis on so-and-so is because of Migu. Well, there's no Migu anymore. Now that you said you married her off, what else are you going to do? You're going to leave her like this. So there's no Migu anymore. So that's what should come out. Which Tosfos says, that's not a lot. That seems to be tema. Zokt, Tosfos says, no. Remember, the binyan zeh, Shaino Sosa Devor of Harishanim, Bulibo El Lafarish Devor of Harishanim, Mehemin Afagav Dalek Amigu. You don't need Amigu to clarify who it is. I mean, obviously, it's a man. It's like, he didn't marry up to the whole world. Right? So the question is, which man? So the Torah says, that you have mnemonis. What's the issue? So then, what's our Gemara proving anything? We're proving his name because you can say, which man? Believe which man you don't need Migu for. You don't need the Migu, i.e. Pesha Osir. So how is this the source of Pesha Osir if you don't need a Migu for this case?
Okay. Why don't you need a Migu?
Well, that's what Tosfos come along and saying that the monus of the father to clarify which person it is, like we're going to say in a second, the father has the monus, I don't need Migu for that. Or it's, so then the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. That's what Tosfos is going to get to the next step. So what's up in the Gemara? B'hacha dorish me'es biti ha'pesh osu ha'pesh hitter k'goin the koya isha kiddush loy kamei. The person who is eventually going to say it's the one he married her off to is here. V'kamer es biti nesati li'ish v'shosik. So if he says I married her off to a man, when the guy who's supposedly going to be the guy is right here, and then he says, oh, yeah, by the way, it's him. I mean, oh, and by the way, it's him? That's not logical.
The So Tosfos says that to clarify who that is, you would need a migah for that because that's not logical. But to say that he married off to my daughter's married off, by the way. He could say that, and then let her and the person is, you know, so and so from Chicago, you know, okay, you know, he didn't. That's not, I don't need a migah for that to taste it, but to have the person standing there, and have him ignore that person, and then say, by the way, that's the person. That's not logical. That you need a migah for. And the pasuk saying you have a migah for that, but that would require migah, which means it has to be taken to the dibur. Voida Marie, Dikla remember that Philip had gavla mehemen below migul. That no, even not a migul. That case is believed. But Kar Yaser Kadorish, and we're learning that out from the extra pasuk. Mimena when you can to fill out his man neman the sora who she neman the farish to me nasna. Abishal appears with kilos shlohi chayshu the farish. Tani hechad eino neman lachas man she neman betoch the diber b'migul. So even if this is a case where you would be believed, if there's a case where you would not be believed. Not necessarily over here, but by other cases in the world, where nemanus afterwards doesn't work, kamash on the pasuk with the migu with the teichad dibur it would work, and that's so the pasuk is teaching me out in the, somewhere in the veltadai, not in this case, but somewhere out there. Excuse me, that there's a nemanus based on a migu. So Tosfos seems to be grappling with in that scenario where he gave whether the person would be believed after Lachazman. He said even if you say we believe after Zman, so what's the case of the pasuk? It's not the case of the pasuk b'klal. The pasuk is teaching me halacha and helpas nish base with Arani. It's not discussing the marriage case b'klal. Okay. One Tosfos. Next Tosfos grapples with Rashi says that the father's believed pasuk father's believed. Tosfos says. Rashi says because it's beyond the kacha. So Tosha says it's beyond the kacha. Davin be another Adam. Davin is another base manager. So it's beyond the kacha. You don't need a pasuk. You believe because it's beyond the kacha. Tamer matzar kro tamer le denemen hol beyond the kacha. Can remember Yesh Nechlin. That we're going to prove that the biyada is a form of nemanus. Baal Shemar Gerashi is ishti neman hol biyada legarsha. So a man says I divorced my wife. We believe him because it's biyada. Now there's machlokes rishonim what the logic of biyada is. Some rishonim say biyada. Rashi the Rashbam over there says biyada is a form of a migu. Why should he lie? You can just give or get. Right? I mean, we're living in the world, we can give a get bakarcha. There's nothing stopping him from giving her a get right now. Right? The Rosh says it's a different concept. The biyado is a nemanus of like a bilus. This is the same way if I have my item, I tell you my item, this is tumah, this is tahara, this is treif. It's my thing. I have nemanus to tell you what my things are. I know what my things are. I have the Torah gave nemanus to the bilus. So biyada forms a type of a bilus over the situation. This is my situation. I'm in control of the situation. Shai should be believed. Either way, biyada is believed. So she says, no. Hachi ain't biyada kol kach. The shemer lo yimot ze'adam sheyikachena. Hachi itzakra. So the dear biyada means that you have total control. I don't have total control. Who said anybody wants to marry my daughter? So, right? Right? But and still the Torah says he's believed. So that must be it's believed. That's a special din that the father has them on us. Okay, let's hold it here.